Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed.
Welcome to Sports Day on this Monday. Great to have your company. Carl Langdon, Paul Hazelby with you. Straight into the hot topic for Repco. For expert car air conditioning service you can rely on, you visit repcoservice.com. Hayes, we flogged the Indians in the cricket, but there's a few boys breaking down.
Well, the hot topic is we're good at cricket, Carl, particularly here on our home deck. And there's no doubt Steve Smith, one of the greatest in the world. But yes, a big injury to our man David Warner, groin injury. Didn't look good, obviously, fielding that ball, and then was rushed to hospital. Still waiting on the scans and the results from that. But groin injuries, Carl, they normally take 3 to 4 weeks. He doesn't have 3 to 4 weeks. He needs to be back to open in the Test series against India. If he doesn't, who plays? Is it Will Pukowski? Is it a pretty easy decision?
It may well be, Hayes. Darcy Short, we know, is coming in for the T20s, though. He's been named as Warner's replacement today. How good's Steve Smith? Given that it has been suffering from vertigo, too, it's been revealed. So I'll be interested to find out a little bit more about that. And Labuschagne, Maxwell, how good's he? 63 off 29 balls. If he came in earlier, mate, he'd make another 100. He's got the quickest 100 in the world when it comes to one-day international cricket of 51 balls.
Well, there was a time there where he wasn't included in many of the teams. And I think you've just got to accept that he's not always going to make runs, but when he gets it right, he goes, and he goes quickly. And I think they've been using him very well to come in at the right time of the innings.
We will come back in a moment, have a chat about more of that in our Slaps and Sledges. You'll be blown away with car air conditioning service at Repco Authorised Service. You can book at repcoservice.com.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Straight into our Slaps and Sledges for Sullivan Logistics. 3 votes for storage and overnight freight. They never say no.
I'm going with a sledge, Carl, and it is the slow overrate that is creeping into the game of cricket. It's not that hard, Carl. Just tell them you've got to get the overs done in this amount of time. If you don't, your captain's going to miss the next game. It's pretty simple. We saw on Friday, the first one-day international, India were fined 20% of their match fee. You know how much money these blokes make because of the IPL and all the other competitions they play in around the world? It doesn't mean a thing. It can't be that difficult. Sorted out India, sorted out Australia as well. Even our very own batsmen, sometimes they're taking too long in between overs, changing gloves and all this. It went over by 40 minutes, Carl, and finished on the Eastern Seaboard, 11:10 at night. Not good enough.
Well, there was a lot of fans there that agreed with you because they were sledging the hell out of the game. By the time they got home, it was well into the early hours of the morning for a lot of people. Winner bottom stakes, what a win by Elite Street. $31, now won 5 of 8, including the last 6. One, it was disqualified after it won the race for a substance, which I can't remember off the top of my head, but an unbelievable victory. Well done to Brad Warilla. He is a bloke who's going to join us a little bit later on in the program too. Be nice to have a yak to him.
Slap for Jeff Walsh today, Carl. He announced his retirement from football. He's been in the industry for 36 years. And in that time, 25 final series, 10 grand final appearances, 4 premierships as well, has just finished up at Collingwood and has to go down as one of the greatest administrators in the game.
Sledge from me for Big Iron Mike Tyson and Roy Fat Jones Jr. Doesn't look like he's been in a gym for a while. Looked like the Michelin man. Good on Mike Tyson for getting into shape. He looked in good nick for a bloke that is far more senior than Roy Jones Jr. But I tell you what, few rabbit punches in there by both those blokes. And then Mike Tyson to come out and admit after the fight that he'd been smoking marijuana before the actual exhibition fight. And I know that he's an advocate for medical marijuana. He owns 40 acres in a property in California where he's right into growing the stuff. In fact, he runs an education program, Hayes, over there called Tyson's Cultivation School. Well, I tell you what, mate, it was a draw. It was an exhibition round, but I don't want to see that crap again.
I'm going to give him a slap because he made $14 million for 16 minutes of work, Carl. That is good work. That's fantastic.
Mate, I know that they want to try and be a great public advocate and all of this sort of stuff. But in the end, mate, I don't think that would be that attractive to anyone in the future. I mean, how many people tuned in like me? Did you tune in?
I watched a little bit, yeah.
You watched a little bit? So why was it only a little bit?
I couldn't.
Because they weren't fair dinkum, mate.
Because on Facebook, the screening, they kept getting shut down, Carl.
I didn't want
to pay for it. Just one more slap for me. The All Blacks, very touching moment when they put the Maradona jersey, then obviously followed up with the haka against Argentina. It was pretty special.
Madonna. My daughter's alive. Thank God for that. We need to clear a break. On the other side, we'll get back on track. Don't worry about that. For Sullivan Logistics, your trusted storage and overnight freight experts. Sullivan Logistics, in it for the long haul. I want to get into the Formula One because there's a huge prang on the weekend. There's been a lot of reaction. We'll play some of that for you after this.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed.
The way the incident of Grosjean was broadcast over and over, the replays over and over, it was completely disrespectful and inconsiderate for his family, for all of our families watching. We're going to go race again in an hour, and every time we look on the TV, it's a ball of fire and his car's cut in half. I mean, we can see that tomorrow. We don't need to see it today. And for me, it was entertainment, and they're playing with all of our emotions, and I thought it was pretty disgusting. So hopefully some other drivers have spoke up, but if that's not how we all really feel, then I'll be very surprised.
The main thing is he got out. I don't know how, to be honest. But obviously the guardrail is not supposed to fail like that. So, I mean, it's good that the cars are safer as they used to be in the past, but the guardrail shouldn't fail. And the car shouldn't catch fire in that fashion. There's a lot of precautions that it doesn't catch fire. So I don't know what happened there. I think it's difficult to say at this stage, but the main thing is obviously that he got out.
From my generation, I've never seen things like this. You know, in the past, I think it was more common, but it was really scary. Then when I saw Romain got out of the car already, I was, I was happy to see him jumping out, and it just scary. I had no idea if a Formula One car could break that way.
So that was Pierre Gasly. Prior to that, Sebastian Vettel, and off the top, Daniel Ricciardo, who was certainly very concerned with the number of times that it was replayed. A spectacular crash, very dangerous crash, unbelievable scenes when you see the fire attendants arrive pretty quickly. They were immediately on the scene, and I think that that has certainly gone a long way to making sure that the injuries that have been sustained by Romain Grosjean are a lot less than what it could have been, Paul Hazelby. I know that you've had a look at it and you've heard the aftermath. What do you think?
Can't believe he got out alive. That is a good story, but it goes to show that clearly there is a entertainment element to it, and that's what Daniel Ricciardo was alluding to. But I think the broadcaster, they pay a lot of money to be a part of this competition, and it is a big happening within their very own sport. So I don't really have an issue with it. Do they have to show it to the drivers? Is that where he's coming from, and it's going to erode some of their confidence because they have to get back out there and drive, and also the family members? I can understand that point as well, but I think the broadcasters have a right, and not entitled to, but at the end of the day, they do pay a lot of money to be part of this, and that was a big part of their sport.
Yeah, I think that once you saw him climb out of the car after this spectacular crash and the ball of flames and everything like that, then I think that, and then hearing that he'd been carted off to hospital and his injuries were only minor. Now, that would have all happened within that hour that Daniel was referring to. And I think, look, initially, when you see the shock on everyone's faces, because no one had actually really at that point seen what was going to transpire beyond that. And I think that, you know, going back, reliving it, I mean, if someone breaks their leg on a footy field, how many times do you replay it? And
100
often
times.
You go, oh, every time you see
even
it,
even when
right?
somebody's really badly KO'd, you don't really know the outcome, but it's still replayed, isn't it?
Yeah, and look, that's the broadcaster's right. I don't think you necessarily can have a ping at Formula One. It's not Formula One's fault. They sign deals with broadcasters. Broadcasters basically will bleed it for whatever they can. And let's face it, what's gone viral today? Those images have gone around the world and be probably replayed, like you and I sitting here watching them a couple of times going, wow, that was unbelievable. And like David Warner last night, I mean, what's been replayed the last few days? It's him and his groin injury, right? And did he get his foot caught? Everyone's looking at it to the most finite moment. The one thing about Grosjean saying from his hospital bed with his hands wrapped up, the good part was he's talking, he's okay, he's in great spirits, and he paid tribute to the halo being one of the things that's been an innovation to that sport that saved his life. So good to see that Romain Grosjean is okay, and let's hope that it doesn't affect too many of the others physically or mentally. As we move ahead, Brad Warilla is going to join us after this. You can apply online to certify that your products are Australian. AustralianMade.com.au/apply. Be back with more of Sports Day soon.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Giant performance of the day on Saturday for Giant Bicycles. We're still riding with you was that of a horse by the name of Elite Street with a pilot on his back who's got plenty of experience, who's made the move to Western Australia. And we'll find out a little bit more of why as Brad Warilla joins us here on Sports Day. Welcome, Brad.
Yeah, thanks for having me on your show.
Mate, great result on the weekend. Well done. Just tell us about the relationship, or the brief relationship that you've had with the horse.
Yeah, look, obviously, just picked up the ride virtually only when I arrived in Perth, and then got to gallop him last Tuesday. So that was my first seat aboard him, and then we stepped out on Saturday, he's just such an exciting horse. I don't think we've seen the best of him yet, so he's got more to come.
Brad, Dan Morton knows how to train a sprinter. He had Scenic Blast. Was he confident going into the race?
Yeah, well, look, that's where I got most of my confidence. I mean, obviously, his race form, even though it was in weaker grade, you can only win, and he was impressive in all his race starts to date. But, hadn't stepped out to the elite level. But, like you said, with Danny Morton, he's trained Scenic Blast. He's had, you know, top horses over the years, so I knew that when he was telling me this horse is up to it, that he had to be respected, and his confidence after the gallop that I had on him at Belmont last Tuesday, the further the week went on, the more confident he was that we could go in and be very competitive. And, you know, in a Group 1 race, you don't just go out there and think you'll win. But we knew we were going in there with a real live shot. And to be honest, he blew me away how impressive he was.
Mate, when it comes to your transition here into Western Australia, how's it been, and what was the catalyst for you to head over to WA?
Probably the catalyst for me to come was my wife. Obviously, I've got a family in Victoria, and have been riding in Victoria for more than 25 years. So when I sort of gave Kaz the news that I've been given a pretty good opportunity by Lindsay Smith to come over and trial, basically on a 2-month trial to see how I fit in, and with the option of, you know, staying then for good. My wife was just said, absolutely, it's, it'll be a great lifestyle with the kids, because back home in Victoria, you race pretty much every day, and I see the kids obviously in the morning and at night, but not through the day. And then also then got to go to the sauna, and all of a sudden now just a little bit more time on my hands, I might be able to do more with them, going to the park, kicking the footy, so... Leon and Lucas are excited as well, and looking forward to when they can come over.
More of Brad Warilla after this for Giant Bicycles. We're still riding with you.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed.
Welcome back to Sports Day. We're having a chat to Brad Warilla, and there's no doubts with Secura Herbicide, the proven performer. Brad, I was reading an article about your brother, mate, because he's obviously been working up in Sydney and got a son and daughter who are plying their craft down there in Victoria along with his wife. And I see that your brother's also on the move, mate. He's going to move down the coast to Victoria, where you've just vacated. So a Warilla goes in and another one comes in to take your place.
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah. Look, he's Nash is just, it's been such an amazing, he's since coming back from Hong Kong and to re-establishing himself in Sydney. Obviously, he'd won premierships there before, but he's just had an amazing 12 months. But through, the COVID virus, that he hasn't actually seen Campbell, his son's, for 13 months. And Caitlin and Sarah, there was one point when that they were able to get to Sydney. So they've seen, that might have been 6 months ago. So you can only imagine how hard that's been for Nash. All credit to him, how he's been able to keep delivering on the racetrack.
Brad, how difficult is it to go into a new jurisdiction to start again? Of course, you've done it all around the world and you've had a lot of success. You just mentioned Nash going back to Sydney, that it's not always that easy. But for you, how does it start off when you go back, and how do you try and build up your rides?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. And sometimes, there's sometimes no rule to anything. But I've always been really supported when I've come to Perth. Obviously, Nick and Eero was my first Group 1, and it was more so probably the second time that we won the Kingston Town that I came over for nearly 6 weeks, and I rode sort of winners all over WA, Pinjarra, Bunbury and Northern. So I've already sort of had a connection in Perth, and then over the years I've come over, been second in a railway, Perth Cup, and then won the Derby. So I've always been able to be fortunate when I've applied my trade here, and this time it was just as much as anything, just a fresh start for me, and I'm really excited. And all of a sudden, I've just got new vigour to step out, and I'm excited to be at the races, and even getting out to Ascot, and having a crowd cheering you on. It's beats being in Melbourne with no one at the races.
It does, but you've also ridden 25 Group 1 winners, and it helps when you come to Western Australia and you bang one out straight away. I think it's a little bit like Willie Pike going over to Victoria, because, you know, when he went across to Victoria, he was always questioned, mate, until he rode four winners a few weeks ago now, and actually, you know, I think laid a few of those demons down for a few of those critics over there. And I think for you coming here already, I think it's what's demonstrated just out of the weekend with the variety of trainers, Daniel Pearce, Ash Maley, you rode for the Rose Table, Peter Fernie, who I know really well out of Kalgoorlie, and of course Holly Locke. So, mate, you've already spread yourself amongst a number of the stables in a weekend of action out there at Ascot on Saturday.
Yeah, like you said, that's been, you know, part of why it's been such a great start. To be honest, it's a fairy tale for me to not only get the Group 1 on Saturday, but also even my first day I was able to ride a winner. We were at 30-1. So, I've made people take notice, I guess, pretty quick. But on to Willie Pike, and you say that he's been questioned. Look, I don't think anyone's ever questioned his ability as a star rider, he made his presence felt maybe even more so when he did come over. But there's not too many that in the industry that don't look at Willie Pike and know how good a rider he is.
Brad Warilla there, and you may doubt your team's chances, but there's no doubt with Secura Herbicide you can search for it online. We will come back and finish off with the Daily Roundup next.
Sports Day for Kia. Your new Kia Sorento has landed.
And we finish off with the Daily Roundup. Some news headlines for car sales. Number one for cars.
Sydney officially part ways with Elijah Taylor after breaching the COVID restrictions here in WA and an assault charge. So his career looks over for now. Tom Langdon, his career is over too, retires. He's had chronic knee injuries in recent times, but at his peak was a very good player. Daniel Venables, also delisted by West Coast. They do remain hopeful to be back on the list at some stage. May have to go back through their reserves to make sure he's all right from his concussion. But it goes to show, Carl, how quickly it can end. And Brisbane have moved pretty quickly to replace David Noble. Danny Daly, the new general manager of football. He spent 20 years in the AFL. Stints at Collingwood, North Melbourne and Richmond. And lastly, just some basketball news. Melbourne United have picked up Scotty Hobson, the American. He averaged 19 points playing for the New Zealand Breakers last season.
All right. The W League fixtures were confirmed today in the Perth Glory to play 6 matches at home, all at Dorrien Gardens. The first of those will be on the 29th of December against Canberra United FC. That's all we've got time for. Oh, and Tommy Shelby finished third in the Melbourne Cup for Greyhounds on Friday night, so a great effort. Having got bumped, probably would have been right in the finish too. That's all we've got time for Car Sales. A car sells every 30 seconds on Car Sales. We'll see you again soon.